Sits on your chair like that, like over my shoulder, doing bad things.
You just need to be petting your cat like Dr. Evil does.
Dude, okay. Fucking tattoo, right? So the last session I did on my arm was all inside bicep, mostly.
Ugh.
And he had to cover up a piece that was already there.
Which was which piece?
The microphone.
Which was already pretty
Black.
dark, right?
It was just black and gray, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So this shit still hurts like a bitch.
Really?
Fuck yeah. I mean, because right now it's just giant scabs that are falling off, but it's just the skin's just, it's so tight and, feels like a fucking
Yeah.
sunburn. But I'm like, why does it still hurt this bad? But of course I had to look it up. But it's like, I'm like, I mean, it was still like sore and red. And they're like, depending on the place you get, and if it's a sensitive spot, and if you're getting a cover up, like, oh, well, we got both of those in the same spot. So
Yeah, you got a double bonus there.
I think he just had to go hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can say it hurts like a bitch. Like, I'm still using a pillow to kind of like prop up my arm.
Wow, and it's already been like, what, a week?
It's been a week, yeah.
Wow, Jesus.
But I'm also looking at it like that's probably gonna be the worst part of my arm.
You think?
Besides the ditch in the elbow, but those are small parts as opposed to a whole inner bicep. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well,
so
are you actually getting your elbow done?
fuck, full sleeve, dude. Full covered up
Then
sleeve. No gap, no hole. Yes.
going to be your worst spot.
No, that's what I said. The elbow and the
Oh.
ditch inside is going to hurt, but at least those are smaller parts than the whole inside bicep.
What do you have on your elbow right now? Nothing, right?
Right. There's not a
Oh,
cover up
okay.
issue there.
Right. So that'll just be like
Normal.
normal tattoo
Right.
tattooist.
So the next places he has to cover up are outside of my shoulder, which is fine. And then outside of my forearm, which should be fine too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As far as, because
Yeah.
they always say the places that are sensitive are the places that don't see a lot of sun. They don't get toughened up by, you know what I mean? So it's always your under your arm, again, with the ditches.
But tattoos. Wait, what?
So my point being, that has to be, I'm telling myself, that has to be the worst part of it, and it's probably at least over for now. I'm assuming he's gonna have to go back and touch up some of the color, but
Sure, but at least
probably
that'll
like
just be
not, probably
touching
not the
up.
next session. Right, exactly.
It's touching up, not like fucking hitting it hard,
Not
right?
like saturation. Oh,
Yeah, like
okay.
yeah, like
I
that.
went back and I've been watching a lot of Ink Master lately because I haven't watched that show in forever. They got a
Oh,
new
funny.
host.
Who's the host?
Joel Madden.
Isn't he like a band person, a fucking in Good
There
Charlotte?
you go. There you go. There you go. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. I don't think I can name one good Charlotte song,
I can't either.
but I know who they're married to.
Well, one's married to fucking Lionel Richie's kid, right?
Yeah, that's Joel who's doing the show, hosting the show.
Okay, that I know. But I think that's
What's
it.
his brother's name? Joel and
Joel McHale?
Benji.
Joel, your brother's name is Benji, like a dog.
And he's married to Cameron Diaz.
What? Really? What a
Yeah,
waste.
they've been married for like 10 years and they just had their second kid.
Oh, no, not
I
her.
know you liked her.
Yeah, now I'm sad. Fuck this morning. I know it's been like forever and they've been married forever, but still, fuck this noise.
Have to say, I kind of respect Joel Madden as a host. He's a good host. He's like, I love the show. I always watched it at home. And, he's practically covered in tattoos. He's
Okay.
like, he's been getting tattoos for 20 years, and I'm sure he's been getting tattooed by good fucking people. You know what I mean? Can afford it and
Yeah.
shit, and all over the world. That's the cool part about being in a band.
Well, that's
Hey, I'm in
true.
Japan. I'm gonna go get tattooed by a world famous Japan artist because I'm here and
A
I'm in a band
Japanese
and we're
artist
just doing
that
that.
fucking does fucking like old fucking traditional and shit.
That does Latin art.
The Latin art that does a salsa fusion. It's a
I don't
salsa
know
fusion.
why. It keeps showing up on my feed on shit, but like you've seen the Asians that are like in Japan, straight from Japan, that are into the rockabilly culture, and they dress up like fucking Elvis and the jeans with the like deep cuffs and the white t-shirts with their cigarettes rolled up and the pompadours. It's fucking great.
It's funny. I haven't seen them, but I've seen like other subcultures, like
Like the
Like,
hardcore Santa Fe drive-in cholos keep showing up on my feed for sure, for
yes,
sure.
like that one.
Yeah. But no, these Japanese, the Japanese that are into the rockabilly. It's fucking great. It's fucking great. And then they're
It's
like, they'll gather in the park and they'll like dance to
just
music
like
and shit.
rockabilly dance.
Yeah, but their version of rockabilly dancing.
I, you know, it's funny. I would really love to know how like all of this became, you know, because they're really like deep in like, you know, our culture and stuff, but like old our culture, like
Well,
the, you know,
okay.
the cholos and the rockabillies and shit, like.
So when I was doing eBay and I was reselling stuff, Japan is really into the old American culture. Like, bring shit with like the Marlboro logo, the Coca-Cola, the Pepsi, the old school, like, just the shit that's been around forever. And they're into that shit. The American, like Levi's, like, old school Levi's and shit. Like, yeah, there's totally a culture for that shit over there.
But it's interesting because I want to know
Totally.
like why? Like why like you know like there's like you'll see that sometimes like the other way around where you'll see like you
Sure,
know
that's what I'm saying. It's
someone
probably just
here
pockets.
who's
Like, right.
someone here who's into you know Japanese culture and stuff, but you don't
Right.
it's usually not a crew of people like it is there where like these people will like crew
But I
up.
think if you were in cities like LA and New York, you could find those crews, right? Because there's more people to choose from. But when they're spread out upon amongst the Midwest, they're few and far between. There is this chick on 90 Day Fiance who, quote unquote, was into Asian art and anime. So big white girl named Ella, but she would put
Ella.
on her little kimono and get out her swords and like fake sword fight. And she was like literally looking for like an Asian dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a
That's
little
so funny.
weird. It's a little weird.
Little
Hold on.
furry.
I let my dog out. BRB, sorry. I was trying to get him to go out
Oh
before we
my.
started.
But that they never listen. But yeah, I think it's fascinating. I mean, like I said, you'll find pockets here where you'll see, you know, like even anime shops and
Is
stuff.
on your face.
Uh-oh, that sounds not good. And anytime someone asks, "What's on your face?" I have a feeling that that's not a good thing. So we'll see how that goes. I was
Old
saying
dog
that
just
it's
shits
never.
my house. I'm not taking any chances.
I was saying that it's when you hear someone say what's on your face, it's usually not a good sign of stuff.
Oh, you heard me say that to her? Yeah. Well, the old dog, he was at the door going, I want to go outside. So I let him outside and open it up. And so Betty comes running because she hears the door and sees something on her face. And I realize, oh, it's cat litter because she likes to eat the cat litter that spills out of the box and onto the floor.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. Bleh,
She eats everything
bleh,
she's not supposed to.
bleh.
Whatever.
So
Yeah. She's one
she's
of
that
those
bitch.
dogs. Everything. She was actually sick last week because she saw
Because
something
she
she
ate some
wasn't supposed to
stupid shit that she
eat. Ate
wasn't
some
supposed
shit in the
to.
yard. Something she wasn't supposed to eat.
Should have been talking shit.
Right, 100%, 100%.
How was your week?
Trying to think, not bad. I don't think I had to go anywhere, so that was good. Oh, Derby game
Nice.
got canceled yesterday because of rain.
What this fucking weather's been so weird, man.
We put away our pool pump already. I didn't think it was gonna rain anymore.
Pump, pump.
Pump, pump, pool cover, pump.
Pump, pump it up. Pull cover, pump, pump.
I was looking at. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna keep retorting that yesterday I did not expect rain, and then by the afternoon it was like nice and sunny. I'm like, okay, this is bipolar.
We got it off and on. I was looking for ways to heat up my pool, right? Because last year it didn't even get warm till like July. I was like, fucking summer's halfway over.
Yeah, gross.
So I was on Pinterest because they have all the DIY shit in the world. And they're like, okay, go to the dollar store, buy the big black garbage bags, open them up. Oh, duct tape them to a hula hoop. And then put some pool floaties, like cut them up and attach them to the hula hoop, and they'll just float on top. And they're black, and so they'll just attract the sun. And they just have them floating. It's like having solar on the top of your pool.
Yeah, I never had solar. I just bought those like
Oh, you bought the
big,
covers.
yeah, the big blue pool cover tarp things. And man, those things really did like
Were they to attract
fucking.
heat? Were they supposed to heat up the pool, or they just did?
I mean, I think it's a combo of both. Like, I so it heated up the pool, and then it reduced the evaporation of the water in the pool,
Because we
and
have a
it kept.
cover, but like I said, it's on tracks and it has a home, so it's not just like I can't switch it out.
Yeah, no, this was like I
That
dragged
would
it
be a lot
out,
of money.
covered it. It wasn't, those aren't, if you buy them off season, they're not like
No, I'm
terrible.
saying replacing mine would be a lot of money.
Oh yeah. No, I would
I'm
not
pretty sure it's
replace
fucking
yours.
custom. No. I mean, but if I did, I would make it a solar one.
Yeah, but
But I
if
don't
you
know, the
did,
solar ones can roll up.
yes.
Okay. All
But like, you know, like the other one, you could just fold it up and stick it in the one of your sheds.
now my sheds are full, and this thing literally has a box built for it that ro it rolls up in. It's all
Yeah, no, I
self-contained.
know. I'm just
I'm just
saying if
saying
you
I'm
want
not
to
gonna
do
fuck with
that,
that and add something else, because then I'm
bug
gonna have this big box.
the big box. What you got in my big box?
We'll go DIY.
You.
Yeah. So that was it.
So
Nothing exciting.
pool stuff. How's your shows? Your stories?
What am I? Oh, we started watching that Nickelodeon shit.
Which Nickelodeon shit?
Oh, what are you, living under a rock? The Nickelodeon Dark Side of Kids Television came out, where all these kids are talking about what a weird environment it was and a weird set, and then like that they had fucking two pedophiles working on the show. Two, not one, two pedophiles working on all of that. Yeah.
Was that like heavier set dude, one of them?
Dan Schneider. So
I
Dan
don't know.
Schneider, they called Dan Schneider, he was like the guy that created all this kids television, right?
Let me see.
You and I know Dan Schneider from the show Head of the Fucking Class with Howard Hessman.
Okay.
Are you Googling him?
Yeah, this is the guy that every time I saw him come up on stuff, I'm like, that guy's a pedophile.
Radio news on Spotify. No, nobody told you. Oh, I did say her name. Okay, Google, stop. I didn't say the verb.
Oh yeah. To
Okay.
Google.
I remember this guy. When I used to watch Head of the Class. You remember that show? Howard Hessman, bunch of smart kids in a classroom.
Let me
He was one
see.
of them with Arvid. Arvid was his friend, the nerd. Anywho,
I don't think I watched
before
this one.
that, I watch him every year because he plays Ricky on Better Off Dead. Sorry, I blew up your mom, Ricky.
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I had
I didn't
no.
watch this.
You never watch Head of the Class? I had no
No.
idea that he turned into basically the Lorne Michaels of Nickelodeon for kids television.
Oh, Jesus.
He created all these shows, and it was funny because when I was watching the documentary, it was him and one of the other guys from Head of the Class.
Oh, weird.
They did it together. I was like, see, oh, motherfuckers, I didn't know that. Because they
Oh,
anyway, yeah. So this guy was kind of weird, and nobody's accusing him of doing anything more than asking people to give him fucking massages on set and just treating women really bad. Like these two women writers that were there the first year, like, yeah, no, he would make them simulate sex scenes, and oh, he made them split a
God.
salary, first of all, when he paid the men full salary. So shitty things like that. But then also, they later found out there were, like I said, there were two pedophiles working on the show. One of them was a PA that turned out to be a pedophile, and the other one was an actual like a vocal coach or something.
Oh,
And then
God.
one of the stars of Drake and Josh. I never watched these Nickelodeon shows. This was like I was 20 by then. These were in the 90s.
Yeah,
This
that's
was
why
not
I
my
think this is
steez.
past my my
100%.
purview.
Right. I know of these shows, did not watch them. I know of all
Yes.
that. I know of the Amanda Bynes show. I've heard of Drake and Josh, iCarly, all that shit. Never watched it.
Which is weird because
Anyway.
I know some of those like the iCarly because like they've had like you know like they've come back and done like resurgence stuff and like little home sites I'll watch and I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Right. That makes sense. So anyway, though, but then and then one of the stars of one of the other shows talks about how he abused, and I haven't, and that's the third episode I haven't watched yet. Anywho, yeah, so I've been watching that, and then like, I mean, but the thing is when you watch the show too, they talk about like some of the scenes are like Ariana Grande came from the show, and there was a scene where
Yeah,
she was,
that's another one that like Little Home Slice watches.
yeah, and there's a scene where like she's like rolling on the bed, throwing water all over herself, and they're like, it was a little. They passed it off for kids, but when it was adults making these jokes, you know what I mean? Like, there's
Yeah.
another one of the kids talked about how, oh, I had to do this costume. He goes, they always put me in these Superman costumes or like leotards. He goes, But this one, they called me Nose Boy, and they made these noses on my arms of those things that made it look like giant dicks. He goes, and then I would sneeze on this woman, and they showed her face with like just this slime landing on their face. Like, it was basically a cum
Oh,
shot joke, you know?
yeah.
And like
Oh,
the Amanda
God.
Bynes show, I guess, was a sketch show, comedy show. I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a
Oh, a sitcom.
sitcom, but it was like a sketch comedy show, right? So they would do different sketches and different characters. And one of her characters' names was Penelope Taint. And like the women in the room are like, and he made us go, oh, don't tell anybody you know what that means. We're just gonna play it off like we, you know, and the like corporate goes, I can you use that word? And they're like, oh, we mean like, you know, like something's tainted or something. And they're like, oh, okay. And
Huh.
they like let it slide, you know?
Way to go, Nick.
Right. So yeah, it was a bunch of shit like that. And so Dan Schneider's come out and was like, yeah, cool. Take out the inappropriate shit. I'm fine with that, you know, but he's denying anything weird ever happened. A lot of people said his relationship with Amanda Bynes was a little too close for comfort, but she's claiming she didn't take part in the documentary. And I read something that said her and her family was approached, but they said nothing weird happened to us. We didn't have that experience, so we don't really have anything bad to say. And
Okay.
not everything, like I said, there's only one kid that came out and said he was abused, but most of them just said how they were felt uncomfortable, and you could tell Dan had his favorites, and he was kind of an asshole on set and kind of mean. And later on in the show, it was very like he was a presence on the show, but like the kid actors would pretend they were afraid of him because, oh shit, the Dan phone's ringing, and you know, oh, Dan's a god and all this stuff. To me, it seemed like he was trying to pass himself off like a Lorne Michaels of children's television, but
Yeah.
came off way fucking creepier about it because Lorne Michaels was never sitting in hot tubs with underage actresses, you know? Like, and he
Yeah,
was
well,
fully
that we know of.
clothed. Yeah, he was fully clothed and sitting in a hot tub with Amanda Bynes for like a sketch. But it was just, again, it was just all like, when you're watching it as an adult, you're going, is that appropriate?
Yeah, you're like, I think we're reaching levels of stuff and things here.
Yeah. So
Oh,
anyway, we were
God.
watching that. Like I said, I got
Because
sucked
that, like,
back into Ink
all I
Master.
remember is seeing this guy, like, over the years and going, this guy's gonna fucking be in some trouble sooner
Yeah,
than
and like I
later.
said, nobody has accused him of anything other than,
The one kid.
no, that wasn't him though. The one
Oh.
that was another vocal coach who was hired and on the set, but
Got it.
not the big fat guy. Nobody
Got it.
other than like him being an asshole, misogynistic, you know, like he had his favorites on set, and you know, there's like some kids on the set were like, yeah, he never talked to me. One of the little
Oh.
girls who wasn't the star, it was her birthday, and they got her a big old cake. And apparently he was like, she doesn't need a cake that big.
Oh my God. What a dick.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, I coughed in here. I hit the wrong button. So yeah, it wasn't like just more asshole-y stuff with him. But the point
Got it.
is he was in charge of the whole thing and it's like the whole set. And you know what I mean? And they're like, and these kids were like supposed to trust you because they're adults. A lot of stuff like working too long and you know ignoring the rules of how
Yeah.
long they're supposed to work and shit like that. And one of the moms was talking about how like she couldn't felt like she couldn't say anything or her kid would lose the job, you know, when because
Oh,
they were her kid
God,
was the
even
black kid.
worse.
Yeah, and they're like, why is he like the drug dealer on the skit, you know? But you know, of course she didn't say anything. Or they're like, because her agent would be like, oh, you don't want to mess it up for your kid, so you better just keep your mouth shut, you know.
Keep your mouth shut and be fucking stereotypical fucking racist bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of shit like that.
Jesus. Man.
Yeah.
So what else does this show cover then? Is it just solely like kids in
It's straight up
the
Nickelodeon's kid shows. Like, we're not touching Disney. It's
Wow.
straight up, like, you know, yeah, just the
Well, you
90s
got to be careful touching the
Nickelodeon shit.
mouse, 'cause the mouse will fucking wreck your life.
100%.
Like he's gonna be like, "Ha, I'm gonna fuck your shit up." Ha. Something like that.
But the thing is like, seeing Amanda Bynes really young and on these shows and really charismatic and happy. I remember my dad said, because of my younger sister had watched some of this stuff, my dad had seen some of this stuff. And he's like,
Okay.
that Amanda Bynes, like, she's a good little actress. She's got like comedic timing and blah, blah, blah. So it's really sad now because I didn't watch the shit, but to see these videos of her being very young and vibrant and happy and what she's that is now.
She is not any of that.
No, she's basically a recluse hiding out with some due to mental health issues. I think
Yeah.
she's in a conservatorship.
Oh,
You
so
know.
basically, like, chances are, like, these experiences have just, like, fucked her life.
Something fucked her up. Because,
Ugh.
yeah. And then there's a lot of rumors about, well, back in the day, but when she was going through these mental health issues on Twitter, she was spewing all this stuff out about what happened to her and said, hey, if they're going to make me seem crazy, my parents are going to try and take my money, blah, 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 blah. But then I've also read, well, that really wasn't her account. That was hacked. So
Oh.
don't really know if that was her or not, you know?
Yeah.
But it's sad.
Jesus.
It's sad
Yeah.
what you see these kids that they, you know, and some of them, again, some of them stories are like, I didn't think it was a problem then, but now when I look back at it, I was like, huh. Whereas some of them were like straight, no, I was uncomfortable on set with the stuff that they made me do, you know? Some of them were,
Yeah.
so I can see how some of them didn't have the same experience because the ones who were the stars were treated very differently.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's kind of the same thing that I'm kind of going through right now with a lot of the old WWE stuff now that like it's coming out that that Vince was a fucking predator basically.
And it's like,
And
it, how, that is so not unexpected. I mean, look at the fucking guy. He looks like a fucking creepy predator.
well, and not only that, it's like similar to, what you were saying is like these women, for instance, would be put in these like stories and angles and shit where it's like very demoralizing,
Yeah.
and you think it's like, you're told that it's, oh, it's just a character, blah blah blah, but like for the most part we all know what was going on, going like, this fucker is not okay. I mean,
Yeah.
like in the 90s were awful for women because with the WWE, because they had, well, not the 90s, I would say the early 2000s, and sexualizing women, having bra and panties matches, shit like that. It's like, fuck, man. So now that, like, that's all coming to light, and he's a fucking sex trafficker and all this shit, and he's basically, what is so fascinating to me because he's so persona non grata anymore. Like the guy who basically created all of this, like he's basically as toxic as fucking
You don't, they don't
toxic
say
can
his
be.
name.
I mean, it's not even that, like it's that, but it's like, they every year they release a 2K video game. From what I heard, and I don't know if it's just in the commercials or if it's actually in the game, but they have blurred out his face in the cutscenes. So
Wow.
like that's how bad like shit is for him, that like he's like now, I mean, he's just, I would almost say that he's just as toxic right now as Chris Benoit was to them.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like there's a lot of women that have come forward regarding like what this individual put them through, or his crew, or there was also
Yeah.
the sex boy scandal from the early 90s, where they bring in these boys to kind of like help with the rink crew. And there were certain individuals on the team that would like take advantage of these kids, or like get hotels and have them spend the night and shit, and then just do all kinds of weird shit with them.
You
So
know what
yeah,
makes me
it's
sad is that we've all been calling Corey Feldman crazy for how long, and how long has he been trying to tell us about this shit?
yeah. He's been yelling from the mountaintops for so long, and yet everybody's like,
Like decades.
okay, all right.
Yeah. But then, you know what the one thing is? Here's another thing about him. He will sit there and name everybody who did him wrong and anybody he knew did anybody wrong. But Michael Jackson didn't do shit.
Which is so weird.
Now, see, I still believe the Michael Jackson didn't do shit thing. Again, because I say I challenge any parent who claimed their kid did something or Michael did something to their kid, but then took the check instead. Sit down and convince me why you took that check.
I mean, when you're poor, I mean, money is money, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm,
But I
if I,
mean,
it,
like, if this guy really did something to your kid, would you not rather see him in jail so he doesn't hurt any other kids?
if I wasn't a piece of shit, yes.
So that's why I want to know why people took a check.
Because they were pieces of shit. I, there's been so many things that have come over the years that there's got to be a degree of something there. That's just my quote unquote professional opinion. Like I feel like you've heard the stories for years, and it was like there's
Like
got to
the
be
comedian
something
saying, like, where there's smoke, there's fire.
where
They
there's
were talking
smoke.
about Whitney been smoking crack for years.
Yep, where there's smoke.
Okay,
Yep.
my unpopular opinion, I have three of them. I don't think
Okay.
Michael did it. I don't think Casey Anthony did it, and I don't think Scott Peterson did it.
Wow. Interesting. So who was the second one you said?
Casey Anthony.
Which one was that one?
This Florida girl who they think killed her daughter because she was partying for a month instead of looking for her daughter and pretending her daughter was alive and okay.
So you just think that she was just a dumb Floridian or something?
No, I think her dad really did it. I think she was sexually abused her whole life by her dad. So her whole life she was living a lie. Like everything's fine, which is a lie. And that's her whole life, that's what she was used to doing. And I think her dad was messing with the little kid. And I think that when the kid drowned and they would have done an autopsy, they would have found out that the dad was fucking around. So he's the one that fucking hit her and did all that shit. Because in her case and in Scott Peterson's case, there is no physical evidence. Not one piece of physical evidence. Nobody's blood's nowhere. Nobody's, you know what I mean? There's nothing. And it's like, okay, yeah, they had strands of hair in her car. She was her daughter. Strands of her hair are going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
You
I
know what
mean,
I mean?
strands of hair are fucking all over the place for me. I'm like constantly
Right?
vacuuming in this fucking room.
Right. Right.
Huh,
And
interesting.
her parents didn't put 1 cent towards their daughter's defense. Instead, they sold pictures of their granddaughter to the tabloids and went on a cruise.
So they're, wow, they're shitty people.
That's why I think her dad did
Well,
it.
hold
And
on.
her dad was an ex-cop, so he knew how to get around it.
What was the cruise?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was that a Disney cruise?
But
It's
there's
still
lots of
shitty.
documentaries coming out about Scott Peterson lately too, because he's been trying to appeal. I think we might have talked about this one a long time ago. There was a robbery in progress. The house across the street was being robbed at the same time that she went missing. And they
That
think
what?
that there was a house across the street being robbed at the same time that she was walking her dog when they said she went missing. And everyone says she's the type of person who would confront these people, going, "That's not your fucking house." And they think those
Oh.
people did something.
Like she was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes
With
and
the
no.
right.
Like I said, she would have inserted herself into the situation. She would not have just looked the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jeez. Oh man. What else are you watching?
We watched Wonka just because it was on.
Okay, we've watched that one.
I don't want to watch it again, so if that tells you anything, I don't want to add it to the list.
Oh yeah, no.
I
We
mean, it was
watched
cute.
it. I think it was
I think Keeping Michael Key was my favorite part.
always.
Right? Actually, I had expected nothing from Timothée Chalamet, so I thought he did pretty good. In the
You know,
end, I've
I had
never
heard
seen him in anything, so I didn't, other than this skits go,
the
I didn't expect anything of him.
I we watched it too, like around the same time that you did, and you know, I had heard all kinds of weird shit about it, and it was just too something or other. I don't remember exactly what was said, but we watched it. It wasn't like offensive. It was just, it wasn't, you know, I think one of the things I heard, it was just like overly woke, but like I feel like some of Disney stuff is a lot more overly woke than this was.
How is it overly woke?
I don't know. That's just what I had heard.
I don't under this bugs me when people are like, they had a bunch of different color people in it. Is
Well,
that
okay.
the only, like, is, it's like, does that, is that what they mean by overly woke? It's like, because that bugs the shit out of me.
Well, okay. So take for instance, the animated movie, that Disney put out called Strange New World.
Okay, haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, it's on there. It's cute, but it definitely feels like a, you know, like it's the multicultural family with the gay
Trying too
kid.
hard.
Yeah, it's
You put
trying
it
too hard
all in
to.
one thing.
Yes.
Sprinkle it out here and there, make it normal.
Yeah, sprinkle it out a little bit and it'll be fine, but it was very like wokey, like very like, hey, look, we're trying to appease everybody. It's like, all right, listen, you can't appease everybody,
Right.
but you're trying your best, and it just like it's blatant.
You know what but the thing about the movie, the Wonka movie that I needed more of is like, okay, if the if the I need to know how the Oompa Loompas came to work for him, because if that one Oompa Loompa was shunned by his community because he let the guy steal their beans, how the hell does he convince them all to come work for
Maybe because he had a good 401k
Wonka?
or a pension. Ooh, a pension. That's
You know
sexy.
what? It honestly makes me
Pension.
want to go back and watch Johnny Depp's because I did not watch that one very much. But when I do, it makes me fucking laugh because he's such a dick to the kids.
Yeah, he's such a
And that one
like
actually really makes me laugh.
yeah, I don't, people hated on that one. I've enjoyed all the Wonka movies to varying degrees. I've never been like fuck that movie. So,
I also
yeah, I
just
lot.
felt I felt like this one ripped off a lot of Annie.
Interesting.
I love Olivia Colman, but I felt like her character was totally just Miss Hannigan.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the sneaking out of the laundry basket and shit, and I'm like, that was from Annie too. I
Damn
don't know
it,
why.
Disney.
Okay, Annie and like Grease are the very few, besides Disney, put those aside, are the very few musicals that I like. Like I consider Annie and Grease a musical. You know, Disney movies are just Disney movies. They all have music.
Yeah.
But
We watched a musical yesterday. Remind me to tell you.
what was it?
Mean Girls.
Oh God, you watched the new one. That's funny. See, I don't know
Yeah.
if I'm gonna watch it because it also looks like it's trying to be too woke.
It's a little wokey,
It's a
but
little hokey.
it's not
I just don't feel like they
distracting.
needed to redo it, and that's what annoys me.
But it's interesting because
Somebody said to me
it's
once
this.
or recently, it's like, why instead of redoing the movies that we liked, why don't they go redo the movies that were shit and make them better?
Yeah, like the original Dune movie.
Exactly. Like my husband's like, should we watch the new Dune? I'm like, I have no interest whatsoever in the old Dune, so I really have no interest in the new Dune. Same with
Yeah.
Tron. Sorry.
Oh no, Tron was good. Like the Tron Legacy, that movie was fucking
That's
dope.
the new one you're talking about?
That's the one that came out like
Okay,
that
not
was
the
the
one that came out
latest
in
one.
80 something. Yeah.
No. It's the second one that came out in like the 2000s. That one was legit. Like I even fucking bought a Lego set from that one. Because it was like I always wanted the Tron cycles as a kid, but ne never got them. And then Lego put them out for Tron Legacy, and I was like, "Oh yeah, Lego cycles, fuck you." But yeah, I mean, like sometimes, like like that one was great. Like I really enjoyed it. It was a movie that warranted a redo because of the fact that like it was like a technology video game thing, right?
Oh, I thought we were talking
And
about Mean Girls. Go ahead.
no,
Gone.
about Tron. But for Mean Girls, it's a different beast into itself. When I watched the movie, I don't think it took away from the original. I feel like it just felt like a play that they turned into a movie, which is
Which
basically
is
what it
exactly
was.
what, yeah, as I say, which I was going to explain exactly what happened. They took it to
Yeah.
Broadway, so that means they had to put songs in it, and then it did
You know,
well.
and
And now we need to change
they
it
had
again.
the like they didn't veer from like the main topics. I mean, Regina George was obviously the bad guy. I think they did a good job with the friend who was like ditzy and shit. Like she was really funny. She was
Karen.
really funny. Like she her fucking face was just like made for ditziness. But I thought they did a good job. I the songs were fun. Like I said, I watched it and thought more that it was just I it just felt more like the play than it did like a remake of the movie, which
Gotcha.
even though it was basically a remake of the movie with songs, but
Right.
I didn't find an offense in that.
Gotcha.
If you get my meanings.
I do. Trying to think of what else. I was trying to think of what else I've been watching.
Yeah, there's other stuff I've been watching, but I.
We noticed that there's
Oh,
this new
I
season of
know.
Amazing Race. We watched started that. Go ahead.
Oh, Amazing Race. How's that?
Well, they started in Mexico this
Ooh.
time. Puerto Vallarta, actually. But yeah,
Oh, wow, nice.
I was like, oh man, there's this one, these brother and sister, they were very young. They were probably like right around 20 or whatever. They've been watching the race forever, right? Always wanted to be on it. So when they took different languages, like she's like, he took Spanish and she took French so they can learn different languages for the fucking
Oh,
race, right?
dope.
I'm like, that is so fucking smart. So I'm like, oh, my money's on them, right? They fucking got out the first leg. I'm like, you didn't even ask anybody for help. You're in Mexico. You can speak the language you took. It's like, how did
Yeah,
you not
like,
prepare? How did you not ask for directions? Anyway.
well, and you're a fan of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, like if you were a fan of the show, then you kind of get the beat of how things work. Like sometimes you're just going to ask for help.
Right. And it's like, again, if you were in a country where you actually speak the language, fucking ask, buddy.
What a Dumas.
Oh my God, they totally got themselves stuck and fucking Austin powered themselves into this little road on a one way. They had to fucking turn around. They
In the
thought they were stuck.
corridor.
Yeah, they thought they were stuck. They thought they were gonna make it. I'm like, he was out going, okay, back, back, back. Okay, stop, stop, stop. And I'm like, it's a bumper. Use it. Fucking hit it. Hit the curb.
Yeah, it's not your car, it's just a rental. And
Right.
I'm sure that the show will cover any incidentals.
Watching the race, watching Next Level Chef.
Yes, we're watching that.
There's a new season of Master Chef on, bless you, but we haven't started watching it. I think my mom's
I was
bringing it
just
up
blowing.
next month, so we're gonna wait and watch that with her because she likes that show.
There's a Master Chef now?
No, Master Chef Junior, another one.
Yes. We're
But
watching that.
we haven't watched started that. He likes that golf show on Netflix, Full Swing. Watching
Don't
him,
even
but
know
we watched
that.
that. Yeah.
We've been like So You Think You Can Dance came back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that.
So we're watching that,
And Masked
which
Singer, which I don't watch anymore because those two usually come on together.
yeah, we used to watch The Masked Singer, but we've fallen off like
Yeah,
pretty
we never
bad
know
on
half
that
the
one.
people. YouTube and TikTok stars don't count.
Well, it's funny because now they make a big deal when they actually have somebody. Like I guess this season, like in the commercial, like Kevin Hart was, one of them, and I'm like, okay, well, but what about the other ones? Like, was Kevin Hart your big get for the season? And now you have like nobody else. So it's like, hey, but we got Kevin Hart. He's right here.
I'm watching the latest season. I'm behind of RuPaul's Drag Race, and like I said, I just binge watched the last season of Ink Master, which was kind of fun. I just haven't watched that show in forever.
I love a good dance show, so I'm glad that like So You Think You Can Dance is
I
back.
wanted, remember that Netflix one, the Dance 100? I want that one to come back. I liked that one.
I want
I like
World
the
of
way they did
Dance to
that.
come back. The one that J-Lo was doing on NBC, because it was like cruise and shit.
Oh, gotcha.
It was World of Dance was fucking dope. And it would be like different styles of shit, but and they would have to come up with some shit. And as they went through the competition, like their sets got more elaborate for their dancing stuff. So yeah, I want
That
that one
sounds
to
like a
come back.
Dance 100. Did you watch that?
I didn't. I actually
You
don't know
actually, you should
anything.
go watch that one because what they did first is Dance 100. So they had like five coaches, right? And they give them each, start off with like five dancers. So you have to choreograph a routine for these five dancers. And then after that, it's the dancers, the 100 dancers that pick which routine they liked best, right? So even if you were on this coach's team, but I didn't like the routine we did, you could go vote for another coach.
Oh, interesting.
So they would go stand behind the coach that they like. So like, let's say the first week was five dancers, and the next week, now you got 20 dancers. Now the next week, you got 40, 50, up to at the end, you were choreographing for all 100 dancers.
Wow. So was it a choreography show then, more so
Yes,
than a
but the
dance show?
choreographers were also dancing in the routines.
Got it.
So yes, it was a choreographer show. So they had like however many choreographers, you had to instruct these dancers who are already professional dancers, and they are all voting for you based on your routine, how you coach, shit like that, how you adapt, shit like that. It was like, go watch it. If you like the dance shows, especially the cruise, and again, they start off small, and the bigger number, their sets get more elaborate, more tricks, something, and they had give them different, okay, this week you got to do some aerial stunts or whatever. They have different challenges each week. You would like it. Your
All right.
family would like it. You like the dancey stuff. It's good.
I like the dancey stuff.
Yeah.
In my old age, I dream of being a dancer. I want to dance. I want to dance. Yes, dance. Yes, for sure, dance. What else have we been watching? I think that's.
Gonna say, I don't have much else. Should we roll that bean footage and actually talk about this fucking movie finally?
Do you even remember it at this point?
Yeah, okay, yeah, see, I just had to remind myself.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Yep.
Yo, it's the Goody Squad.
Squad finally here to talk about Spaceman. It's episode 191. Spaceman was the new what's this? Adam Sandler movie on the
What's his
Netflix.
ass?
What's his ass? Him.
So,
Him.
as maybe most of you know, like Adam Sandler has signed a fat ass contract deal with Netflix, where basically, like anything he's coming out with is basically exclusively to them, right? So this was
Yeah,
part of,
just signed a deal with him. Yeah.
yeah. So right now, he's done all kinds of different movies. There was one that we saw that was with his daughters, right?
Yeah, we watched that. What the fuck was it?
Like she was coming up. It was a coming of
Oh,
age movie
yeah.
where, they were talking about bar mitzvahs and stuff, but it was his real
Yes.
daughters in the movie. So,
Correct.
at first I was like, oh, well, here's some fucking nepotism, but like they did well, I thought.
Yeah,
The,
it
his
was
his
cute.
daughters did really well. This one was kind of interesting because it, normally, with Adam Sandler, he'll pad a movie with people he's done movies with for years and stuff.
True.
This didn't have that. This had basically,
No one in it.
well, no,
Oh, sorry. I had Carey Mulligan.
it had Carey Mulligan and his wife. It had Paul Dano as
His sister
the,
was in it, or one of his daughters was in it.
I don't remember seeing her.
She was the little girl that asked the question at the press conference at the beginning.
Oh yeah, okay. I didn't see her. I didn't pay attention to her face. But yeah, he's basically, so there's this weird anomaly that's happened in the sky, where it just looks like a almost like a I'm trying to think of a good word to
It's
explain
basically
it.
like a Milky Way. It almost looked like
Yeah, but like
they were
it,
exploring.
but that you can see in the naked eye that just kind of like came out of nowhere and all of a sudden was just there. So they wanted to send someone to like, check it out. So
And
they sent.
he was Czech, right? He wasn't US. What was he? Was he Czech Republic? What were they?
Yeah, because they kept talking about the Czech phone or something.
Right.
So yeah, he ends up going into space by himself. And he's having to, make all this work. So he's got problems with the toilet compactor thing, and he's got to make sure he's doing his due diligence with the exercise and stuff. And he's just out there, and he's getting closer to this thing. And then the one night he has some weird dream about a spider coming out of his nose. And then he wakes up. He's like, okay, well, that was weird. But sure as shit, like, he has a close encounter of the first kind with this being that looks like a spider and sounds like Paul Dano.
Because it is Paul Dano.
Oh, right. And this basically this being this I don't know. Oh, what did they call it? Fuck, I forgot its name.
Oh, I got the page up. Hold on, I forget.
Okay.
Keep talking, I'll find it.
Because like I kept thinking Nosferatu, but I'm like, that's a vampire.
Right.
He gave it some old name from
Hannes. Hannus.
Hanus, yes, Hanus. So he gives it this name, and he ends up going like this thing ends up being like a fucking therapist to him. It seems like,
Pretty
like
much.
he.
He's, I mean, he's out there alone in space for like, or in this ship for however long he was out there for. Like, I'm gonna say it was like 18 months or something like that. I mean, he's,
Yeah.
I don't know how he was 6 months into the mission. I don't know how long he was supposed to be out. He said he was halfway through it, I think.
Okay. Which I mean, 6 months, that's not bad.
So yeah, it's, this movie was boring as fuck. I almost
Oh,
fell
well.
asleep. I felt like, here's the thing. You're gonna like give him a space creature to talk to. It could be anything. And you made it a spider. I mean, I'm not
Which is
mad
going
as
to
a
be.
spider.
Which is
I
going to
mean,
be triggering for a lot of people.
I don't like spider. That's my trigger, but I didn't mind him. He was a friendly spider. He wasn't ugly. It was. I'd be more bothered if it was like a real tarantula, like just crawling over his face half the movie. That would have just annoyed the shit out of me.
I mean,
But
like, yeah, I'm not crazy about
I
spiders, but that
mean,
thing was massive.
yeah. I mean, and he was funny, whatever. But and I, yeah, the funny thing is, you could have made it was limitless. You could have made whatever the fuck you wanted. It was
Yeah,
space.
like if you would have made it look like a like one of the particles.
It could have been, yeah, Shmoo running around there or something, you know?
Shmoo.
Shmoo! Haven't seen him in forever. But
Shmoo.
I wanted this movie to be over, and I wanted to go to sleep
You know,
after it was
it's
done.
for me, you know, anytime, like I'm a sucker for anything space related. And so anytime that there's a different take on a space movie, I'm intrigued. So like I was intrigued by this because of the fact that like he was getting therapy basically by this like Hanus, you know, because he was definitely driven to space and wanting to do this at any cost, which basically during the duration of his trip cost him his marriage, as his wife was like, I have to leave your ass. Like, I can't do this shit anymore. And through his therapy, space exploration, he realizes that he would have done things, he should have done things differently with her, and made her the center of his universe as opposed to, you know, him wanting to reach the stars or something. Yeah, I didn't hate it, but it's funny because I was like, I probably won't watch it again, but I watched it twice because we were supposed to record like last week, and I wanted like a little bit of refresher, so I just put it on in the background. So I ended up watching it twice.
I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, it was to me, it was like a thought piece and like and stuff, but like I. Yeah, it was fine. Like I wanted more space, and you know, I would I did to me it seems so Adam Sandler that he would have a being talking to him, calling him skinny human.
Yeah, that's
Because
fair.
I'm not a skinny human, but like I would love to be called skinny human, so I'm just gonna make a character and have it call me skinny human all the time.
So he didn't write it though. It was based on a book from 2017
Which is interesting.
called Spaceman of Bohemia.
Of Bohemia.
I did hear in the news this week though that there will be a Happy Gilmore 2 in the works.
For Netflix?
Probably, I'm assuming if he's still on his deal.
Interesting. I wonder what.
Chris McDonald said he ran into him recently. He gave some interview and he gave recently and said that he ran into Sandler and he said, "Hey, McDonald, you're gonna fucking love this," and told him he's writing the script.
Interesting. I wonder what take they'll take.
Shooter McGavin said he ran into him, said the script is written.
Oh my God, Shooter McGavin.
Maybe hitting the links again. Da-da-da-da, co-stars. Da-da-da-da. Yeah, I saw him 2 weeks ago and he says, "McDonald, you're gonna love this." I said, "What?" He says, "How about that?" He shows me the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2.
It's all in the
Yay.
hips.
It's all in the hips. I
Oh
think
man.
Ghostbusters came out. The new Ghostbusters came out this weekend.
It did. It
I
did.
gotta go. I told my husband, I think we have to go to the theater and see that this week.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
I really enjoyed the last one that much.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've enjoyed all the Ghostbuster movies.
Same. Love the chick one. It gets no
Yeah.
credit. It gets no fucking credit. But
Which
fucking
is
Kate McKinnon is a national treasure.
She is a national treasure, similar to how Kristen Wiig was a national treasure for many moons, and is also in that movie.
Wait, let's go back to Spaceman. What are you gonna rate it? I give it a meow, meow. I give it a one and a half.
I think that's fair. I think a meow, meow, is fair. One and a half. Yeah,
Right.
I like it. I think that's respectable.
One of the reasons I was so excited to actually get around and finally do this episode is because there's actually a bunch of good movies that I want to watch now.
Oh, fantastic. Then we're knee deep in movie season then.
Oh, wait,
Fun.
there's something else that came out that I'm like, oh, I didn't add it to the list. The Priscilla movie is on Max.
Ooh, okay.
There's a movie that I ran across that on Prime and added it to my list. It's high school comedy. Put your mind
Okay.
there. It's called Bottoms. And
Oh.
it's a bunch of girls.
Oh,
What was
not
the
what I
other one?
pictured.
I know. And then it's funny because I recently heard scenes another movie came out and they're like, "Oh, so and so from Bottoms." So I was like, "Oh, it's that movie that I haven't seen." But
Okay.
fuck, there's another one that came out and I was like, "Oh, we need to add that to the list too." And I didn't, and now I forget what it is.
it.
Was it on the Netflix? Yeah. There's something you meant. I was like, oh yeah, that's good. Oh, I caved in and finally subscribed. I just subscribed to Spectrum just to get the fucking Dodgers.
Oh, my condolences.
Oh,
What the?
that was my Netflix.
Oh man, I thought we were being hacked.
I know. But so I called them up to see what kind of packages they have, and the cheapest package they had was kind of cool. They're like, basically, you get 13 channels. You could pick whatever 13 channels you want. Because I'm like, their basic package didn't even come with like HBO and all the other shit. So it's like, so I'm like, okay, you know, I'm gonna give me Sportsnet, give me Comedy Central, give me MTV, give me some HG. You know, I was like, but then I was like, oh no, I get HGTV on Max. I don't need that.
Oh, funny.
But it was, and you can switch up the channels whenever you want to.
How easy is it to switch it up? Is it just going on the app and switching it out,
I
or?
think so. Yeah, he's going online.
Well, that's kind of cool. I
Yeah.
mean, it's a good business practice considering that,
Everybody else has their own shit anyway.
I mean, there's so many channels that it gets, it gets crazy, and then you can't really,
And now they're
and
all
then it
like
makes it worse
lit
because then you
up.
just never know what you want to watch.
That's true. That's kind
You
of
know,
true.
too many options. So yeah, I kind of like that package.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, I'm sitting here scrolling through my Netflix list. I hate the Netflix list because when you add shit to it, they don't, it's not like they add it to the end or the beginning.
It's just kind of there.
Yeah, it's like fuck. And then you look at it and go, I got so much shit.
I stopped a while ago. I stopped adding stuff because I'm like, I'll just find it. Well, I'll just randomly find jump into it. Because it's just that's how it feels right now. It's just so much that I'm like, I'm just gonna randomly run into something and be like, okay, I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm like, what was this movie? What was the movie? What was the movie? I don't know.
It's
You know what?
all in the hips.
I'm
It's
really
all.
like, I liked Ready Player One so much. I've been annoyed. It's like, what the fuck is Ready Player Two coming out? Hasn't that been in the works forever?
Yeah, I think they're working on it like now, I think. Like officially now.
Oh, we saw
Yeah.
the official teaser trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes.
And I turned to my husband and went, they're just leaving that open for a third one, aren't they? Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Come on now. If this one's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice,
It'll be another
nothing
Halloween.
happens at twice. Come on.
So does that mean like they're gonna wait another like I don't know how long it's been, 20 years or
30
something?
years or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Before they make the third one, and at that point, like Beetlejuice is an invalid and shit.
Right. I remember the other movie. It's an older. Okay. Oh. Four things I got to put on there because that came on Hulu and you already saw it.
Which
You rewatched it, but I've been wanting to watch it
I will
anyway.
rewatch it. Yeah,
Okay.
it's
Okay.
fucking trippy, but yeah.
So that's what reminded me. So Poor Things on Hulu. And then Hulu added one of my favorite movies, also starring Emma Stone. It's called The Favorite. And I've told you about it before, but it wasn't streaming on anything. Well, now it's back on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So yeah, those were our choices. Bottoms, Poor Things, Priscilla. The favorite.
So I'm gonna say either The Favorite or Priscilla.
Okay. So I have to pick between those two.
Yes.
We watched. Okay, then. Because Spaceman was kind of more serious than comedy, I'm going to pick The Favorite because it's quote unquote a dark comedy.
Okay. The
Okay.
Favorite, and it is what year?
Hold on, let me look that up. Okay, just to get you ready, it's a period piece.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, it's like,
Like fancy, frilly, big dresses and
yeah,
accents.
100%. It's Olivia Colman, who I love. Again, I think she's an amazing actress. Fucking love her. Olivia Colman, Emma Stone, and Rachel Weisz. Weisz? Weisz?
Weiss. Rich Weiss. And it's on a what app?
It's on Hulu, and I believe it's directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, which I believe is the same guy that did Poor Things. Like she liked working with him so much, she totally wanted to do another movie with him. And when
And
he
then won
told
an
her about,
award with
yeah, when he told her
it.
about Poor Things, she was like, she wanted to do it really bad.
Which is interesting.
I want to say she's a producer on it. She is. She's a producer
Which
on
is
Poor Things.
so
So
interesting.
this is the first movie she did with the same director.
Okay. So probably a little mind fucky like the other one is then.
It's a dark comedy. Just keep that in your head.
I mean, listen, I watched that other movie and couldn't even tell you how to categorize that movie. So
Okay. I
yeah,
fucking
it's
love though. Who's the Hulk? Who's he? That's in it with her. I love that actor. Can't think of his name right now.
I was gonna say Bruce Banner, but that's not real
Hold
life.
on, I gotta go to get there and give him props just because I love him. Mark Ruffalo, because I love him so
Mark
much.
Ruffalo,
Fucking love Mark Ruffalo.
yeah, it's
The
an interesting
Favorite came
movie.
out in 2018.
Depending on how this movie goes, we might have to watch the other one after 2018, you said?
Yeah.
Depending on how this movie goes, maybe we'll have to watch the other
The other
one
one.
right after.
I'm down for that. This one is set in early 18th century Great Britain. So
Which
go
is weird because that other one is
there
kind
in your
of a
mind.
period piece,
Right.
but
It's
it's
kind
kind
of
of like a,
fancy, kind of like, yeah.
for sure. I wouldn't call it like a true period piece, but it's definitely a amalgamation. That's a big word. That's fun to
Ooh.
say.
Check you out
That's
with
fun
these
to say.
big words. Oh my God, last time I was at the
Amalgamation.
tattoo shop, we watched Step Brothers.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
And what was on when I got there?
So much room for activities.
Shoot, I can't remember now. What was already on? Oh, Batman Por Vida, which I have not watched in fucking forever.
Batman
Por
Por
Vida.
Vida. Was that Keaton or was
No.
that Kilmer?
Nope.
It
Which
wasn't
now makes
Keaton.
me go back
Not
and go
Keaton. I mean Kilmer or Clooney.
Clooney. And now
George
I'm like, it made me
DeClooney.
go back going, is that the only one that Clooney did?
Yes. Well, yes.
And then how many did
Officially,
Kilmer?
yes, but he did make a cameo in that Flash movie, which was kind of
Okay.
funny.
And then how many did Kilmer do? So
What?
Clooney and Kilmer only did one. Because Batman was Keaton, Batman Returns was Keaton.
Yeah. I think those two guys only
Batman
did
Forever was Clooney. Batman Be Oh, so it goes Batman Forever, and then Batman and Robin.
Yes. And then at that point you start the
Oh,
Christopher Nolan movies.
we didn't watch Forever. It was Batman and Robin that we watched.
Okay.
That one I haven't seen in forever.
That's the one
That's
with
Clooney also. So Clooney did two.
he did two movies.
No, wait. Who was in Returns?
Batman Returns? That's
No, sorry. No, Batman Forever.
right, hold on.
I'm on it right now. Batman Forever is Kilmer. Okay, so Kilmer did Batman Forever, and then Clooney came in for Batman and Robin.
Yeah. So Batman Forever was Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, so I have not watched Batman and Robin in forever. I mean, yeah, it was fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and Uma Thurman. Fucking
I do.
Alicia Silverstone. The only appearance of Batgirl.
Yep. Which is funny because I thought that they were going to run with that, but they never did.
And then I was laughing because it was the bat suit that everybody had nipples.
The bat nipples. Oh, that's right. Elle Macpherson was in that movie too.
Yes, because I was like, because it
And
was so 90s.
Chris O'Donnell.
What's he up to lately?
Chris O'Donnell? I don't know. Let's see.
And then we went.
Absolutely nothing. No, I'm just
And then
kidding.
we went Christian Bale for what, three movies?
Christian Bale for three movies, and then this Pattinson kid for
Oh
what'll be
yeah.
two movies. Although, I don't hate the kid. I thought he
Yeah,
did a
see,
great
I
job.
do. That's a problem.
Did you
Anybody
watch
with,
it?
yeah, we
Okay.
reviewed
Did
it.
we?
We did.
Oh, look at us reviewing
Remember?
stuff.
I said I like my Batman manly, not like emo.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. I'm okay with emo Batman. Yeah, I didn't mind that kid. I thought he, for what he had, I think he did a pretty solid job. I'll watch the other
I think
one.
that Penguin movie is supposed to come out pretty soon. It looks like
Oh,
it's
the TV show,
going.
you mean?
Is it a show?
It's a show
With Colin Farrell?
on Max. Yep.
Oh, that was going to be a movie. It's going to be a series. Ugh, I have that much time to invest.
Well, it's HBO, so it's going to be like a handful of episodes. So it's not going to be anything like 52 episodes or anything like that.
That's true. I hope so.
It'll be manageable, I believe. I feel.
Manageable. It doesn't even look like Colin Farrell either.
No. I mean, he's putting on a suit and makeup and all kinds of shit, and he's like really like jumping into that role for sure. It's kind of crazy. It's crazy, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go. I got some more cookies to make.
Sweet.
I made some. I have an actual order for cookies.
Oh,
Somebody
snap.
paid me for some cookies. I'm gonna make them some Easter egg cookies with a bunch of offensive words on them.
Nice. I like offensive words.
Yeah. So I made a batch. She doesn't need them till Thursday. So I was planning on making them today, but I made some the other day and I fucked it up because I went grocery
Uh-oh.
shopping and I grabbed butter and I didn't have my glasses on
Oh no.
and I it wasn't real butter. It was that oily ass.
I can't believe it's not.
It was I grabbed Imperial and it said on the box, it was big enough font that said great for baking. So I was like, okay. But then it's not butter, it's like greasy
Yeah, it's the kind that you put on like
canola.
toast.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sorry, it's vegetable oil spread.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I'm like, why are my cookies coming out? Why is my dough so greasy? And then my husband's like, did
Ew.
you use that? And I'm like, yes. He goes, no. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't read it. So I got to make them.
So are these cookies going to be on the secret menu when he starts his food truck and stuff?
I don't even know what he's doing now. I don't even know if he wants a food truck. Who knows? Who knows? But I can do my cookies in the meantime. Most of these cookie people are making more money off social media than actual cookie orders.
But then you have to put but then that but then you have to actually like do the social media stuff.
Yeah, which I'm okay with because a lot of it is just videos of just the cookery decorating. Like, you don't have to see me. It's just your hands. It's just people's hands, like decorating cookies.
Oh, interesting.
It like they have the little, the little overhead phone holder thing that just like same thing as like if you're watching nail videos when people are doing nails in the designs. Yeah, you just see them,
Okay.
You don't because you don't have to watch the videos.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Go just type in cookie decorating on the gram. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's a cool thing. It's like it's rarely people on the video. It's just a
Yeah,
close up of what you're doing.
that's good.
And a lot of times it's all sped up and stuff too, because who really wants to sit there for that long?
Somebody does.
Anyhow, I do.
Yeah, I know yous do's.
I got a kitty running around the
Miss
place.
Katie's.
Miss Katie's. I always know my mouse isn't working right. Oh, it must be a dog hair stuck in it.
Shit. Oh man.
It's the Apple one that's got the infrared, so the hair gets stuck.
Oh, got it.
All right. Anyways, favorite. We're gonna go watch that.
Yeah, all right. So favorite and probably next week. We'll see. I don't know.
Oh, look, I typed Julu instead of Hulu.
Julu or Geely.
Right, then. Until next
right.
time.
All right, well, bye
Peace
everybody.
out.
Bye. Bye everybody. Bye. Bye.
Okay.